feel that, and that you're turning down your rational mind. You're turning down your sensations. You're turning down your entire relationship to the outside world. All you want to do is feel a pulsating self with drums beating outside, and you're going to shift to inside your body. Imagine your body on the inside relating to the throbbing and the pulsation of drums. Where do you hear those drums? They're not resonating in your throat. The sound would be too high. They're not resonating in your heart. The sound would be too soft. Feel it. Automatically, your entire self moves down deep into your groin, deep into the deepest part of your body. It starts pulsating in your pagan point, your primal point. You're in the core of your first chakra. And there's a rhythm that your body finds sensual and sexual and wild and tantric, and it's beating and pulsating to that point. There is something in your energy, there's something in your spirit that longs to connect to that point every opportunity it can. When you are not connected to your pagan point, to that part that allows you, gives you privilege, demands that you have a raw, connected relationship to nature that would let you under a full moon dance if you wanted to, that would let you under the sun into solar sun ritual where you close your eyes and enter into an altered state, because that is your natural state. That is not an unnatural state. For your primal pagan point, that is your natural state. There is something inherently natural about being sensual, sexual, and erotically free, and that originates within this core, first chakra, primal pagan point in your nature. Now let's talk about that. What is your natural primal nature? Your first chakra has a core point. Think, imagine, in the center of your first chakra, I want you to imagine that there is a magnetic field, a type of magnetic field that has a rhythm, that has to find a connection to the earth, and that connection has to move deep, deep, deep into the soul pulsation of the earth. You have, your spirit has, an need, a passionate need to connect to the sexuality and the sensuality of nature. This is the pagan self. When we crave nature, when we crave a need to be in a power place, you're craving this connection. There is a natural part of us that wants that freedom. Let's talk about what the pagan point is so you understand what I'm talking about. There is a natural rawness in our nature that has, through history, through evolution, through education, through socialization, become contained, become redirected, become disciplined. The edge has been taken off, but underneath, given our own devices, our fantasies are to be unbelievably free and raw. And if you thought about it, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you know it's true. You know that this is why when I watch people finally get in an incredibly altered state, either through sacred dance, rhythm, the craving we have to do something under full moons, under astrological eclipses, under any type of celestial force, any type of nature force, pilgrimages.